I just can't wait to hear these stories. 1-800-330-9999. Who inappropriately hit on you? What happened? Ready for the stat? 46% of men admit that they have made a pass at a friend of their wives.
Wow.
That's a lot.
46%.
That is almost half of guys.
I mean, that's basically half. Let's just round up. I mean, these most of these things, they got a 5% wiggle room here. So that's half. That's amazingly high.
Half of men have made a pass at a friend of their wives.
That's disgusting, really.
Right?
Yeah, that's gross, man.
I was thinking about it. It's so weird. And I don't know because I don't ever get hit on by anybody. As a married lady,
I don't know. Maybe sometimes you're oblivious to it, though, right?
You so think
if somebody
so?
Hits on you, you think that they're just joking or they're saying something in conversation, but you're just oblivious, possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, you've
been out of the game forever.
Well, it's true. I feel like when I met Paul, I was 19 years old.
And you were like 12.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I just kind of put my head down and do my thing. I don't pay any attention.
That's it. I'm getting married. This is the one.
The only time I ever, and this is still, everyone still thinks I'm nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't. My girlfriends think I'm nuts. But the only time that I was inappropriately hit on, and I don't think it was very sly. It was one of our coworkers' girlfriends. We were at a few events together, and it was like, when you meet a
friend.
I'm
pretty sure I know who you're talking about. I'm pretty sure I do.
It was weird.
It's in the face. It's in the eyes.
I think
she hits on everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, I thought I felt special. No.
Well, no, I feel like she's hit on, some people. Mm. She might have hit on me.
Think so?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Mm.
Same thing. Same question there.
Anybody inappropriately hit on you?
Over time, people make jokes. They make passes. And I don't know what's serious and what's not. In this business, you're exposed to a lot of people. But the main thing that comes to mind is that my wife came home floored about, a month or so ago, right? Big event going on, golfing event. I'm not there. It's the same day that you and I had an event going on, too. Our own golf tournament, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
So while that's going on there, of course, in our town, she knows everybody because she's Italian. And in our town, everybody's a cousin, whether it's marriage or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And one of her cousin's husbands, she said, when he was hugging her goodbye, licked her neck. Licked her neck, picked her up in the air and licked her neck. And she came home and she said she was so confused by it. She said it was so unnatural. She said, I don't know if he was joking. I don't know if his head accidentally brushed my neck. She's like, but his tongue licked my neck.
What do you say when your cousin's husband licks your neck?
Well, that's what she asked me. She's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I said, well, first off, we're going to keep an eye on it. All right, we're going to keep an eye on him. We're going to check his reaction.
Yeah.
Plus, we're going to see whether or not he licks everybody's neck.
Maybe that's his thing.
It could be.
Maybe he just licks
it
people's necks.
It could be, as a matter of fact. I was like, and then we'll react. Before we blow up your cousin's life, we have to do some observations here at this point. Next time we saw him, of course, I was there.
So it's a different situation.
So maybe he is a neck licker.
Maybe he's
that guy.
But
he wasn't going to do it when I was around. I don't know, man. It's very confusing.
Very confusing. I mean, I don't know many guys that just lick women's necks.
By the way, if you're going to make a pass on somebody, licking somebody's neck.
Not the way to do it.
After a full sweaty day of playing golf in 90% humidity.
Disgusting.
Probably not the way to go. It feels primal, but also feels gross.
1-800-330-9999. Who inappropriately hit on you? Feels so scandalous, right? I'm talking about it.
You're a married woman. It's not scandalous.
46% of men have made a pass at a friend of their wives. That is some inappropriate flirting right there.
That number seems high to me. It really does.
It does.
But I mean, where's the female number, too? You didn't give me the girl number.
No.
You didn't look for it, did you? You didn't even care.
I don't think it actually exists.
Because you don't
think
of girls as scandalous.
No, it's not
you don't.
True. It's
girls
not true
are dirty,
all.
Dirty scandalous, too. Don't act like they're not.
1-800-330-9999. When did somebody inappropriately flirt with you? I can't even imagine my husband flirting with one of my friends, ever.
Yeah.
All my girlfriends, all their husbands, it's hard to, I don't think so either.
And that's odd to me, given the fact that, you and your husband have been together forever. You met in college and you've been together forever. When you're young, you're a teenager, you're in your 20s or whatever, things are a lot more reckless. So, I've had plenty of friends or people hit on me in my 20s, except that was a lifetime ago. So I can't remember now. I'm just an innocent married man that nobody ever pays attention to.
I'm looking on our text line. A principal at my retirement party with his pregnant wife. No, a principal at a retirement party with his pregnant wife outside grabbed my, you know what?
Wow.
And if he did it now, I would punch him.
Yeah.
He finally got fired for posting a picture on Facebook labeled parent principal sleepover.
You know, you got to be careful, man, with those that come across so self-righteous, right? They usually got some story. There's some sort of skeleton in the closet.
I got a story, but I'm going to hold on to it.
Come on.
A little bit later.
Just no.
Yes. We got to get to this call. This call sounds insane. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When does somebody inappropriately flirt with you?
Hey, so I always thought this was in my head. My brother-in-law, we have these like family dinners we do every Friday night. And he started looking at me during the family dinners. Like people would be talking, he'd be glaring over at me, and I just would look away. But last Friday, I can't even remember. It was something about like an inside joke. And he looks over at me directly and says, we can keep it in the family, and winks.
Ugh.
And just like holds the glare.
Oh.
It was creepy. I mean, slimy. I'm looking over at my sister like, are you seeing this? She's just like laughing along. I know he's hitting on me.
So do you say something to your sister? Like, do you say like, ew, get your husband away from me? Or is it, how awkward?
You know, you just you scream, jump up from the table quickly and be like, is that your foot?
Oh.
I've never said anything to my sister. I would be mortified. Like, what if they already have problems and then I say this and this escalates into something else? And also, what if I'm making it up? I don't.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, for a lot of people, I think that they see these things going on. So they're either flags to them or they're not. Some of them accept bad behavior, and other times they're just oblivious to it. And then the third thing, they think it's just part of their joking nature or whatever. Who knows what's true, though?
Well, right. My girlfriend has a husband like that, where he says things that it's so off the cuff that like you kind of turn your head and you're like, wait, and then it just goes on completely normal, and you don't know if you made it up or if you're being oversensitive or what.
Yeah, there's an old phrase though: your behavior is as good as your options, right? And as good as the optics. So you know, when people make jokes like that and they put things out there all the time, maybe it's a joke, maybe it's not. If you reciprocate,
ugh. Yeah, but if you don't, I would just cancel my Friday dinners. Like, sorry, something's come up for every Friday for the rest of my life. 1-800-330-9999. When did somebody inappropriately hit on you? All these stories coming in. I guess nobody just ever flirts with me ever. Because I hear these stories and I'm like, I can't believe these things happen.
It just feels a little bit salacious, right? When you hear these things. And I wanted to whisper.
I was like, maybe we shouldn't talk so loud. 46% of men admit that they have made a pass at a friend of theirs' wives.
I want to just state the fact that Anna never even looked for the female numbers, all right? And that number feels embellished to me, but okay.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Who inappropriately flirted with you?
When my sister was engaged, and thankfully it didn't work, her fiancé actually pulled me aside and said, I would rather be dating you, your sister.
Wow.
I told him he was wrong. I said, that is so wrong. I don't want to hear that. He goes, yeah, but I think you're cuter. And I'm like,
wow.
No, that's not okay.
That's hardcore.
Yes, I did tell my sister that she should probably think twice. And she did, thankfully.
Good.
That's hardcore. Thank you for the call. But did you tell her explicitly that he told you that you were cuter and that he'd rather be dating you? You didn't tell her that exactly, did you?
I didn't mention that.
Right.
I just mentioned that I noticed that he hits on people.
Yeah, so it's such a hard thing to toe that line, right? You want your friend to know, but you don't want to crush them. When I met my wife, Anna, she came in with her boyfriend to the bar that I was DJing and then requested a song that said, I'd rather be here with you.
Right, it's exactly what she did, except you married her.
Yeah, yeah. I played Ludacris, and the love story is complete right there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Oh, did an extended family member or a friend's partner ever hit on you?
That's exactly what happened. The wife of a friend of mine called up and said, you know, I need to talk to you. And I was like, yeah, sure, what's going on? I thought it had something to do with my friend. And she, you know, just started chatting me up. And ended up with, hey, you know, why don't you come over and have a coffee at my house? And I was like, what? No, I mean,
never. Right. How about never?
You know, I kind of froze up. I was really surprised, and now I'm wondering if I should reveal this to my wife.
Interesting. It was your friend's wife.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd tell my wife. I don't know if I think I would. Wow, yeah. I got to tell my wife, I'm thinking.
Well, you're just saying that out loud now because you know that if Alicia hears you say, she will literally slice off your head.
But I mean, I'm thinking about more about your friend. Like, do you tell your friend because you kind of blow up their life, you know?
It's just weird.
I don't know what to think here. Every part of it is wrong. Like, is he sitting in the corner in a chair? Is this a murder mystery plot? Mm. Are they trying to find an extra body like on Dynasty?
So when she was just having a normal conversation with you, it just seemed like a regular chit chat. And then she was like, would you like to come over for coffee? Yeah, and did it ever feel flirtatious?
I mean, we're always kind of flirty. It's not, you know, but that's that there's a line. I feel like you're not supposed to cross.
Yeah,
and
there's
I feel
witnesses.
Like this does.
Yeah, there's witnesses. And then this is a private phone call. Different thing. Different thing.
I don't like how you said it, she were always flirty. Like, that's a problem. Because then eventually somebody has to cross that line.
No,
and she crossed it.
No, but I mean, that's just a word, though. That could be their joking nature. I mean, come on. You don't have any friends that joke in front of you?
Flirty? No.
I don't know.
No, I mean, like, come on, flirty. I mean, with this phone call could be considered flirty. I don't think there's any harm in it. We're playful.
You have
people.
Misunderstood
like...
me, sir. Okay? Because I am a married man, and you have misunderstood me, and this is over. Somebody get my wife on the phone. I'm going to tell her immediately.
You better tell her right away. She gets so mad. She's so mad.